We got Andy Petrillo in here. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
So we're going to get to some World Cup stuff, maybe. We've got Leafs stuff to get to here.
Okay. All right?
So Mackenzie tweeted out, Bob tweeted out, like a lot of teams, no doubt, if Tavares gets to UFA shopping period, and it's still an if Toronto is believed to be putting together a promotional video for Tavares that may even include a cameo pitch or two from some current players. He continues, and this is where it gets very Joe from the Bridges, or Andy from the Bridge-ish.
Maple.
But, Maple.
Andy from Maple.
There was even some talk that the Leafs last week quickly put in a sheet of ice at the ACC, presumably as part of the video shoot.
Here's the problem that I have. Can I weigh in first?
Go ahead. Mm.
If I'm becoming a free agent, I don't need a promotional video to woo me
Toot
to come
horn.
To a team. Like you know exactly where you're going to go. Like if you're looking at four or five different teams, and let's suggest that Toronto's one of them. Promotional video having Austin Matthews skate in and stop at center ice and go, you're going to pass me the puck, John,
right?
Would be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You hate that stuff.
I do, because
I think it's corny too.
I think it's ridiculous.
I just had the Here's image of like the letter video. Kenny guys.
We'll pay you a you bunch of money and you get to
exactly.
Play
my
Leafs.
Promotional video would be a PowerPoint on a screen and go, you're going to get paid $10 million, but
all right. But everyone's going to do that. You have to be original with your
okay. So get Mike
pitch.
Myers and
maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the love
Justin
guru.
Justin Timber. Yeah, it's the love.
Maybe
guru.
It's the love guru. What
but
do you think
is that
of that,
the
Andy?
Thing now? Is that what's happening? Like having to put together these promotional pitch. I mean, first of all, we're also talking about a guy though who's very familiar with
exactly.
Toronto. This isn't
exactly
a European player who doesn't know where to go and eat and doesn't know what the city's about or what this team means to the NHL. I kind of find, I don't know, to me I think that is a wee bit kitschy. I mean, is that where we're going now in order to lure a player?
Well, by all accounts, when Stamkos got there, they went like above and beyond. Like John Torrey was down there,
right.
And they had, and it maybe scared him a little bit. Like, what are you doing? Like, why is this?
There's
just relax.
Like 48 people in a room going, okay, this will be my role when right. you're here, and I will.
But
you know,
I do think there's a part of you. I can see it from any like any prospective team is trying to make a pitch. You're not going to just wing it. You're not going to show up hungover and be like, hey, I can't believe we're here with you. I don't even know what to say to you. Please sign with my team. You have to have something prepared.
I wasn't being disrespectful.
What's
the process,
prepare, man. Tell them to go out with Austin Matthews on a Friday night and see how that is.
But everybody can do that. Vegas can do that. LA
right.
can do that. You have to make it unique for him.
But I guess.
And I think what you're doing, if it were me and you're the Leafs, what you're selling him is you're selling him on a boyhood dream coming to fruition. If anybody in this room that could speak to that, it's you.
And I didn't need a video to do it.
I know, because you were dying to come here anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe he's dying to anyway. But he really needs that one more push. I don't know.
I don't think a player of that status. He knows what's at stake. He knows what it would be to play here.
And he's not 19.
If you got to do the video, then do the video. They probably do pretty creative things. But
maybe it's like an EA Sports that has him in a Leaf jersey hoisting the cup in 2020 or something, which would be cool. But my point is, if he's coming here, he's not coming here because of a video. He's coming here because
of course
the
not.
Potential to do something special. But I just, I'm...
My video was the Leafs, seeing the Leafs at a bar when I was out and they were having their year-end party. That was my video.
Okay, maybe
you
he
know
had
what,
access
you know
to
what
that.
I
Did
think...
that ever make it to public viewing?
No, they were just out. They were having some beers and they were legends. Everyone loved them. I'm like, this would be cool to be a Leaf.
But I also...
Because I was the Carolina Hurricane loser in the corner. That was my video.
But Andy, you said he grew up here. He knows exactly what it's all about. This guy knows what the market's all about. Like, I think if anything... He's just, and if knowing, and again, I don't know John Tavares, but knowing his personality of what he projects out there, he seems like a pretty kind of reserved guy.
We got to make a video for Andy to get Andy on our show permanently.
Oh, geez.
How would you feel about that, Andy?
So I could just sit here with my look of disappointment.
Just staring at
you. Just stare at you.
You'd be nice. We've been ripped enough already today.
No, yeah. I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. But I just want to say, on that whole thing, it just doesn't surprise me if this is the way things go. To your point, it's like part of the whole presentation. And I feel like ever since Steve Jobs did the whole thing with Apple and you get on up with your little mic and you make your whole presentation, that's right. Just how you do business nowadays to sell something.
Right. I agree.
There's an obligation to feel like you've put an effort into it.
But the effort, I think, agree. I don't think the video is as much as the presentation of, hey, this is in a PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what you could make. This is how impactful you can be on the team. I think there'll be many levels. And knowing... actually knowing this management team now, Lawrence Gilman, like all of the people involved, Pridham, they're not guys who are boisterous, but they're really bright guys. So they'll put together a ridiculous PowerPoint presentation, showing.
But what's the difference? Like you guys are saying, all that matters is you already know Toronto and it's the money and the term. What's a PowerPoint going to do on top of a video?
Like, what, think,
if you're against a video, why are you pro PowerPoint?
What I'm is a PowerPoint saying is, I think you're showing, you're not just showing he can make $10 million a year on a salary. He has X, Y, and Z as potential signs with Under Armour for $1 million. Here's what you can do financially on this sector and this sector.
Yeah,
like, I think that's what I'm saying. Like, not, dude, we all know.
Doesn't this guy already have probably $60 million in the bank?
But you can always get more, man. That's what it's always about.
You always want more.
You always want more, and I agree. But I just.
Your grandkids can't spend that.
I think he's all. I think he's still a minority. I believe he's going back to the Islanders.
Well, I agree with you. Safe money is him going home.
Right.
That's what.
Well, what the hell's the Islanders video?
Barry Trotz.
Got no rink.
No, it's
could
Lou.
Be Barry Trotz.
But that's the thing.
We don't
it's
have a goalie.
We
don't know where we're playing.
That all that stuff. Like I said, everyone could say that in June, but if
come play for us.
If Lou goes and trades for a goalie at the draft, all of a sudden, hey, we do have a goalie. Oh, by the way, we got a coach that I've just hired. Like I think people are clowning on the Islanders. They can have a quick turnaround. Pretty like they've got a lot of talent.
Potentially, yeah. They don't have Maple Leaf talent, but. They got talent. I mean, if it's simply about winning, who are you playing on? The Maple Leafs or the Islanders?
They're not that far away from the Maple Leafs.
All right.
I personally don't like their team.
Okay, but add a goaltender, add a good coach.
They got heavy
Leafs. Okay, Leafs add a number one defenseman. Like, if we're playing that game, then we can go all day.
But you're acting like the Leafs have won 5 cups in a row.
But you're acting like the Islanders have been in the playoffs.
I'm saying that one or two moves can change the trajectory of an organization,
of course,
very quickly.
And that applies across the board.
Right.
Courtney tweeting in and pointing out, I know it didn't turn out that well, but I'm pretty sure they made a video for David Clarkson. Maybe they shouldn't make a video, now that I think about it. All right, Andy Petrillo's in here. How about that Harry Kane, Andy? What a player for England.
Harry, and he's had to defend this squad right from the get-go. It's their third youngest World Cup team that they've sent to the World Cup. So right away, you're inexperienced. You guys don't know what it's like to be on the big stage. Harry Kane's given the armband. So, of course, you naturally, as the captain, you have to become the voice piece as well. And what else is he going to say? He's going to come out and say, I think we have a legitimate shot of winning the World Cup, which actually sparked a lot of laughter from people. But, you know, what do you want him to say? He's part of this team, and he's also the captain. But to me, he spoke with his actions today, and he goes on out. He gets both goals for them to lead them to the 2-1 win. And, like, here's the thing, and I know we debate this all the time in sports. So they were 1-1 with Tunisia. Tunisia got a penalty kick. That's how they scored.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Harry Kane had to get that goal in stoppage time, the header, to win it 2-1. But it would have been considered a national disaster if they drew with Tunisia, even though you could make the argument England played such a solid game. Like, they really
did. They had great opportunities.
They had great opportunities. They did play a strong game, but it's England.
Yeah.
You have to get the win. I mean, and you know when you say this too a lot of times, like, well, the Leafs had, like, a really strong game. You can't crap on them for what they did, but maybe it ended up being a 1 point that night. Or
right.
So. It's just always perception, right? But sometimes you fail to look at the bigger picture of how they played all around.
Well, it's funny because Belgium has a very similar reputation internationally. Like, tons of talent, but they can't break through, and they're both in the same group.
Mm-hmm.
And Belgium had a great second half today, and they ended up winning, and I'm with you because I live next door to an English guy who's from England, diehard. We were talking today, and he's like, I'm prepping for them to find a way to tie this game or lose this game because this is what England always does. So for them to find a way to win when they were supposed to is probably a good start for them. But we were talking about this when you came in. A lot of the big boys struggling early. Like Germany loses outright.
Yeah.
Argentina ties. Brazil ties.
Yeah.
I mean, should we be setting up for kind of a shocking World Cup? Are you seeing that? Or
You know what? It's tough because, I mean, you're not going to win or lose anything, I think, in the first game. So I think once the second game comes around, this is where you really need to start asking questions if it's going to happen or not happen. But yeah, there's just some real shockers. I think more people are concerned with Germany's loss to Mexico than they are with Brazil's draw with Switzerland. Because again, you watch the play. And there was way more confidence in what Brazil was able to do. A lot more people felt like Germany just wasn't getting anything going whatsoever. And Mexico, I'm sure you guys talked about that. The celebrations actually caused a reading on the earthquake radar
the
system.
The Richter scale starts going crazy.
It was like House of Pain jump around. Like, I was just surprised that wasn't playing in the background. Like, they caused an earthquake.
Mexico's a pretty good team, though, right? Like, they're generally top 10 in the world, top 15 in the world. Are they not? Like,
yeah, so six straight World Cups. They've made it out of the group stage, but they've lost each time in the round of 16. It's been heartbreak for them. But yeah, I mean, they're no slouch of an opponent. I mean, they're pretty strong, but it was just Germany is supposed to be that much stronger, but they were winless in five straight friendlies before barely squeaking out a win, barely, over Saudi Arabia in their final tune-up match. So you can make the argument that Germany actually stumbled into the tournament. Mm.
You guys on your broadcast, you have to shy away from the German coach and his antics on the bench.
Can I Joachim tell you every Lowe. Time like they took guy. A shot, I'm like, please don't. I can't handle it. I do not want to see it.
Is he not the most disgusting international figure
now,
of all time?
Now, we get sent tweets all the time. Because
he grabbed an ass booger today and flicked it
no,
around.
No, he didn't. Come
but
on.
It was like, I think he that did. Could have been fake news.
I think it's real news. Dude, this guy doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
That's
He's
true.
Been doing this.
I shouldn't defend
There's video evidence. Like,
have
I don't...
you seen the video?
I showed it to O. Somebody
what, the recent one? There's one today?
No, I think it was like over the weekend.
When they played. Yeah. Yesterday, I think it was.
It was yesterday. Wasn't somebody sent it to the Overdrive the account.
He picked his rear end. He had something, and he was
rolling it around.
It.
Stop it.
Show her. It was lint.
It was cotton fuzz. It had to have been from
really, huh?
Joe Boxer
his way
lint.
Or something.
He smelt it.
It was Joe Boxer.
And you know what?
Joe Boxer's.
Oh, that's what bothers me, is the fact that he has to in some way smell it or ingest it. Like, if you're going to pick, just flick it away. Like, why does there have to be a smell
There's
and ingest?
There's something inside that man where he just takes one little look and says, no, I'm smelling it.
That's mine.
That's
mine.
I need it now.
It's a drug. It's intoxicating for him.
Oh, didn't that tell this guy that Joe Boxers are just for losers?
Why would I know this?
Oh, you think need if to you know saw this. A guy with Joe Boxers on, you'd say that guy's a loser?
I actually thought Joe
I don't think women care. I don't. Like, be honest, because we don't have a lot of women on the show. It's actually finally we have one on here where we can ask these kind of dumb questions. I don't think, like we were saying off the top of the show, there's, you know, men in a lot of ways have caught up to women or catching up in terms of manscaping, in terms of appearance
God,
and all that kind of stuff, right? Because women have been doing that forever and guys have been like, sorry, this is what you're getting. This is the way it goes. But I think when it comes to underwear, we just have not, we don't care enough. Where women's underwear is always this luxurious, it always looks great. Men are just like, I don't care, this is what's coming with the program.
I guess we do have way more options as well with our undergarments.
Very
but
true.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, at least for me, and I think I speak on behalf of a lot of the women I know, just make sure it's clean. I don't care. I don't care.
Thank
Boxer,
you.
Briefs, shorts,
well,
thongs, whatever you men want to wear.
Andy.
Right.
Just make sure it's clean.
That's what
he
I
has
thought.
Underpants that are 6 to 7 years old. Is that too much?
I go through a cycle.
You have to cycle.
Year.
Oh, for me, it's every year.
Well, I wouldn't say I got a ton of them.
You
but
said
like,
you had 6 to 7 year old underpants.
There's some that I commit to. That they're just a part of the program and I can't let go. They're like a child now.
What is it with you? So my husband, sometimes, because I do the laundry in the family, and it's like I'll open up like a pair and it's ripped or there's holes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, just sew it.
They're comfortable.
Just sew it.
Yeah.
Get rid
they're
of it.
Comfort. It's comfort. And if they're being cleaned regularly, they're fine. I just
oh, no, they're clean,
through.
But
I
they're
just find
ripped.
Like the waistband gets too stretched out for me. So
there's only one thing you got to do to figure
out.
Well,
said he's got a foolproof method. You're Tell supposed it. To wash it.
You go ahead. Man.
Wash it
Hazy.
Good. But then what?
You got to do a deep sniff and see if anything's in the fabric. A German coach sniff to see if there's anything.
Just to make sure.
But right after you clean them.
Yeah, very clean.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know how you can make sure.
Do you think we're just total complete
idiots?
Yeah,
she's walking out of the show.
Well, I could be part of your show and just sit here, like I said, with the look of disappointment. If you want that person in the corner just looking at you.
Happily.
You can pay me to do it.
It's Malls always looks at.
But here's the key to throw into the washer all the time, no matter what. Because I have to do it with my yoga gear. You want to talk about yoga gear? I feel it can be on par with hockey gear. It can stink.
It gets sweaty.
Because I do hot yoga. Fun, it's gross. You have to put it's baking powder in the wash or do a scoop of kosher salt.
Really?
That will, it helps it just gets rid of the odor.
What are the benefits of hot yoga? I've never understood that. Like, why do you
sweat
need to
sweat your ass off?
I had an
itch. It's such a good sweat. And if you have like 1,001 aches, like I do, when the room is warmer, you just can move a little bit better it just helps
it's
prevent injury.
It's a mental
injury.
Challenge, too.
Oh, yeah.
See, I've struggled.
You've tried it before?
Oh, yeah.
Hot yoga?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I left like three times.
Yeah,
first and foremost, I get in there. and I'm sweating. I've got a big 2-liter bottle of water. I'm just jamming that down. Now, they encourage you to go, if you're a guy, no shirt, just be in like your little underwear.
There's not a lot of clothes.
There was a guy next to me who should have had clothes on, who didn't.
Just farting himself the whole hour.
No, but he was thicker. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And he was sweating up a storm, and it was kind of oozing onto my side.
Oh.
Like his sweat was starting to move?
Because he would move, and it would fly off of his body.
That's disgusting. No, I don't know what classes you're going to get.
I got up and left a few times because I felt like I couldn't breathe. I could see the air in there. It was so thick and so hot. And then I would come back in. I felt like I was disruptive to the class because everyone else in there is...
You're just supposed to lie down on your mat. Don't leave. It's supposed to help with your breathing. It expands your lungs. So when I'm in a high-pressure situation now...
One day before we'd go to work.
This guy...
You're saying it works with what you do at work, too.
Yeah. Honestly, like I know this sounds like an advertisement now for hot yoga, but it has helped with my breathing. So when I'm like, if you're nervous, excited, whatever, you're about to go on air, TV, right? The whole hype. Just take a few breaths and off you go.
Italy making their debut in the World Cup tomorrow. What are you expecting?
Do I slide tackle you now or later?
How about that? Italy's not even in the World Cup.
So I'm watching Sweden play today, I can't even figure out a good thing I want to say about them because Sweden's the one who ultimately eliminated Italy.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, look at Sweden taking on Korea. But I'm like, but I like Swedes. Mm-hmm. But look at them. Yeah. And I'm trying to be nice. Yeah.
They broke your hearts.
Flag in your car?
No, I've said this before. I don't do flags on cars because I have this paranoia that they're going to fly off and it's going to hit my windshield and impale me. Even though I know they claim they're good and whatever. I have
Plus,
that
you
fear.
Look like a loser with a flag.
Well, I guess there's that.
Don't forget that element.
All right, good seeing you, Andy. Door's always open. Yeah. Pop in whenever you want.
I'll come bug you guys and just look at you with
disappointment.
Yeah,
we're always looking for judgment on this show.
Yeah.
There's Andy Petrillo joining us in studio. Some Leaf talk, some World Cup talk, some hot yoga talk, some underpants talk.
Got it all done.
You got it.
Everything.
A good, clean, and test.
Overdrive continues on the TSN app.